Glory be to God. I praise God for this opportunity to stand with the Word of God, to speak His Word. I thank the Achans, and I thank all my friends who have been praying for me today. The portion for today's meditation, we'll read the first lesson which Edwin read for us. Can one of us read it again? 2 Kings chapter 4, verses 8 through 19. 2 Kings chapter 4, verses 8 through 19. Pray. Precious Lord, our loving Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for this beautiful morning that you have brought us into your presence where we can pray and we can worship you. Thank you for this time of meditation. Father, Lord, pray that you would speak to us as we sit at your feet, as we want to listen to your voice. Pray that you would talk to each and every one of us. We know nothing unless you reveal to us. Thank you, Lord. We pray in your grace that you would continue revealing yourself to us and help us to be more and more like you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So, usually when we start a sermon, we start with a story for two reasons. One, to get the attention of everybody. And second, to help the listeners understand what, or just to help them to focus on what the main theme is. Today being Mother's Day, I don't think we need a story to understand what we are talking about. All of us know it. So I'll just wish you using a couple of slides. Thank you, Luke. Okay. So happy Mother's Day to all the mothers and to all the mothers in spirit. When Jesus said to the grown-ups, turn and be like children, he was not telling us to physically become children, but he was telling us to become children in spirit. So we can be like mothers in our spirit, you know. So the whole world called Mother Teresa mother. She didn't bear a single child of her own. She wasn't married, but she was a mother to the whole world because of her spirit, because of the nature, because of the attitude that she had. And she mothered everyone whom she came in touch with. In fact, in the Bible, that's how God compares himself to a mother in so many instances. In Luke, Jesus says, just like a hen gathers her children, her chick under her wings, oh Jerusalem, how I wish I could gather you. I'm longing to comfort you. All through the Old Testament, in so many places, through in the books of the prophets and Proverbs and Isaiah 42, 14, 45, 10, 6 to 6, 12, 13, too many to say, Hosea 11, 3, 4, we see where God is comparing his nature to that of a mother, you know, the nature of care and compassion and nurturing. He says, I am the rock who fathered you. I am the God who gave you birth. God who is stooping down to nurse her children, to feed the children. A God who is comforting like a mother comforts her child. And God says, my eagerness to save Ephraim is like that of a mother in birth pangs. You know, so he is using that imagery. We know God is spirit beyond gender, but he's using human imageries to explain his nature to us. Today's portion also, we are reading about a mother from Shunem. And we see her mothering attitude and the mothering nature. Okay? And which all of us as children of God are, can imbibe in our lives, and we are called to imbibe in our lives. So, verse 9 we saw, she said to her husband, I know that this man who often comes this way is a holy man of God. She's talking to her husband about Elisha. Now we know from this portion she was a quite well-to-do lady. And Elisha often traveled through this path to go, traveled via Shunem to go to the hill place where he would go. So she said, she started giving him food. And slowly she said, this man is a man of God. You know, he's just not a traveler. We also meet so many people in our lives, no? But we don't really try to see their best qualities. I think mothers do that always, you know? When it comes to, we know our mothers used to find the best things in us, which nobody else would strangely never see. No, they know, even if somebody complained about us to our mothers would say, no, she may be naughty, but she's actually very energetic, she's very creative. You know, they always have a positive thing to say. Any shortcoming somebody points out, mothers immediately contradict that with, or you know, counterattack that with some positive thing about us. You say the child is messy with paint. Yeah, she may be messy, but she draws very well. You know, she's very interested in painting. That is why, you know. Maybe messy when she cooks, but her food tastes really good. You know, mothers always have they have an eye for the best in their child, you know. Even if the teacher punishes the child, mother says, "Aa teacher nariyamela." They don't know how genuine my child is, you know. Ende kochine kallathare ariyamelathonde he gets caught. You know, we try to find out the best things in our child. So here, that is a mothering attitude, seeing the best in your child. But here, it's not just in our child to see the best in other people. Here, the lady from Shunem is saying, he is a holy man of God. She's seeing his best. She's not saying, oh, one traveler who comes with such a sweaty smell, oh, he's a nuisance, he keeps coming here. No, she's saying he's a man of God. We need to respect him. We need to honor him, you know. Seeing, we need, and that is why God has so much of mercy and compassion on us, though we really don't deserve it, because he sees us as his children. We are his children. So even when the devil says she has committed so many sins, God says, no, she is my child. You know, I bought her with my blood. You know, even when others say she's an arrogant person, God says, no, but she has a loving heart. You know, so many things which God keeps finding in us, the best things in us. He sees us through the blood of his son, and he says we are his children. He can't disown us, no? So that is the spirit which we are called to have, to see the best even in people, even when we don't agree with them, even when they disagree with us. If we can see their brighter side, if we can see the side as God sees it, if we can see their side as a mother sees it, we will be able to love them and accept them more than we usually do. Mother Teresa could also do that, because when she saw weak and poor people, she saw in them the image of God. And that's what I think even God has asked us to do. Now, if we read the book of Genesis chapter 1, what do we see? God creates human beings in his own image and likeness. He creates man and he creates woman. And then he tells them to become father and mother. He says, go and increase, go and have children. And then what does he say? Take care of only your children? Is that what he says? He says, take care of all that is created. Take care of the land, take care of the seas, take care of the sky and all the creatures. So when we become father and mother, we become the caretakers of everything. That is the stewardship which God has entrusted to us. So we can become mothers in spirit regardless of our gender, regardless of our age. You know, so having that view of taking care, seeing the best in the other. Secondly, we see verses 8 through 10. We see she's giving him the best. She's urging Elijah to come and have a meal with her. And whenever he passes that way, he is stopping by. And then she tells her husband, this man is traveling way too often. And all that I'm doing is giving him some food. But he needs to rest. It's a long journey. Now perhaps he is sleeping under some tree or something. We need to build a room for him. And then when we build the room, where will he rest? We need to put a bed. And once we put a bed, where will he sit up? We need a chair. Once we put a chair, where will he rest his arms? He needs a table. And night, if he's staying over, it'll be too dark. We need a lamp. We need to put all these things in that room and we need to make it ready. Whom does this remind us of? Who thinks of us like this? Our mothers, no? That's another mothering attitude. When you give your child the best, even though the child is not really careful, they just walk out. You're like, no, you need your coat. You need to wear this. You'll catch a cold. Have you taken your hanky with you? No. Mothers have always done that to us. And we do that to our children also. Though the child is not thinking, the mother is thinking ahead what all the child needs when she's going out, when she's coming back. Oh, it's time for my kids to come back from school. I need to make some food. I need to keep something ready. You know, the child is happily sleeping, but the mother is thinking, morning, what am I going to make for breakfast? You know, she might not even have breakfast many of the days, but she wants to make sure the child has breakfast. So she is giving her best. Here the woman from Shunem is also trying to think of what all she can do for this man of God. He's a holy man and I need to set up a lot of things. We can do that. That's another attitude that is another mothering attitude which we can show towards others. And that is how God also acts with us, no? God says, Jesus says in Matthew 6:8, God knows even before you ask him. He knows your needs. You just have to develop that relationship with him. He provides even when we don't know our needs. He's the fact, and we often take that for granted. He's the fact that we are living, the fact that we are breathing. I realize the fact that I'm breathing when I go to these shopping malls and see people with the oxygen cylinders and, you know, they need help to breathe. I'm like, I'm breathing and I'm not even thinking about it, you know. The fact that we walk, the fact that we move is all given by God. We didn't even ask him for these things. No, God has given it to us in his grace. And that's how even mothers are, no? The child just cries and everybody is like, why is she bawling? And mother's like, oh, my child is hungry. The child is not saying anything, she's just crying. And the mother says, this is a hunger cry. Or this is because my child is sleeping. Without any words, she recognizes, or she needs a nappy change. Mother knows why and when the sound and pitch of that cry varies. And without the child pinpointing, mother is going and doing these things. That's exactly how God also cares for us. So many times we don't know what our needs are. We don't know where we are going, how life is going to treat us. But he is always before us, holding us in his arms and providing us our needs. Here, this we should be encouraged to take care or have this mothering attitude, not just with our children, but like this lady of Shunem, extending that mothering spirit to the people around us, in our home, in our neighborhood, in our society, everywhere. If we can be a little more thoughtful about the people whom we come in touch with. We know that we would not keep going to a particular house for meal unless and until we are so comfortable. And here it says, whenever Elisha passed that way, he stopped there for a meal because he felt at home. You know, so making people feel at home, giving them their best, whatever we can give from our own side, the best that we can give. Thirdly, verses 11 through 13, we see she's being modest and peaceful. Here Elisha is saying, you've done too much for us. Now we need to give you a reward. You know, what do you want? Should I speak on your behalf to the king, to the commander? Maybe you could do with some better job, better land, better possession, better position in the society. What do you want? And what does she say? Oh, nothing. I'm fine. You know, she says, I'm good. She says, that's how mothers are, no? Every time they take care of us, they are not expecting a best mother reward or some cash prize. They do it because they feel it's their responsibility. That's that modest approach that they have, no? Everything that they do, they are not tired of doing. Even when they are old and when we grow up and we grow into our young youth age, they are old and weak, but they still are thinking about us, right? Because that is their attitude, is not to receive anything in return. And God loves us so much and without expecting us to do it. Even when we come into God's presence, instead of giving glory to God, we are expecting something in return. God, I'm praying because I want 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I want all these things. No, here the woman is challenging us to give without expecting a reward. God calls us to do that. Jesus reminds us to practice this. Acts chapter 20 verse 35 says, it is more blessed to give than to receive. Wherever we go, we are thinking of what will we get? If I send my child to school, what will she get from there? If I go to church, what will I get from there? If I go into God's presence and pray, what am I going to ask him today for? It's not just to give glory to God for all that God has given to me, but it is rather to see what all I can receive from God today, you know, to please him so that my life goes well. So we need to turn and learn from this woman how we can give without expecting anything in return. What she says is, I have a home among my people. We should realize that perhaps at this time she doesn't even have a son. She is living perhaps with her husband's family, and she's saying, I have a home among my people and I'm happy. She's the one who is fostering relationships. She's happy living with her people. You know, when we have to live with other people, it's when young people come for premarital counseling, we always tell them, if they have stayed in hostels, we tell them, see, when your friends who meet in college, During the day, you're very good. But if they come to your hostel and share your room with them, you'll have so many problems. It's just like that, you know. When you're sharing your life with your partner, you should know that, you know, there will be so many problems and you'll have to take the conflicts in the right spirit. You'll have to go take it peacefully, see it in a positive attitude. So like that, she is sharing her living space with others. And she's living with people and she's finding it peaceful. She's finding security there. Mothers are the ones who do that in our home, no? When children start fighting, they step in and say, no fighting. You have to share. You have to take turns, right? You can't fight. He's your brother. She's your sister. We are family. No? Mothers tell us so many things, so many of these kinds of statements when we are growing up. And that is how we realize when we've grown up, he's like, oh, he's my sibling. It's okay. We are family, you know? So here, that is what Jesus calls us to do. Being a peacemaker. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called the children of God. That is our theme for the parish this year. Matthew chapter 5, verse 7. It says, blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. In our home, in our neighborhood, in our community, how can we be these peacemakers? We can either be the peacemaker, and every time the mother does this so many times, it's difficult because she gives up her share. If two children are fighting for a piece of pie, one has already eaten her share, what will the mother say? Oh, take my share, I don't want pie. You know, we do that, right? We do that with our mothers, have done it to us so many times, they give up their share. Now, with peacemaker, this is the problem. You might have to always give up your bit, there are sacrifices involved. And that is why Jesus calls it a blessed experience, when we can be a peacemaker, when we are giving up our bit for the greater good. Or we can be one who's just sitting around and enjoying the commotion, doesn't bother me. Or we could be one who's igniting the commotion, or we can be a peacemaker. And Jesus asks us, God is the one who looks at our heart, and he says, blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called the children of God. Here we see this lady does not have a child, but she's not complaining. She says, I'm at home with my people and I'm fine, I'm good. Nothing that she's asking. Finally, when we go to verses 17 and 18, we see Elijah is asking Gehazi, what does she lack? And Gehazi says, she doesn't even have a child. She should be grumbling so much about it. She doesn't have a son. So Elijah blesses her and says, you will have a son. Next time, next year, this time, you will be holding your own son in your hand. And this is a child which they have in their old age out of God's grace. And as the boy grows, we see he has gone out with his father. He's gone into the field and they are working together. And suddenly the boy cries out, my head, my head. What does the father say? It looked a little serious. He didn't say, just sit down, you will be fine. Or drink some water, you will be fine. And this was his precious child he had in his old age. He got worked up. And what did he do? Carry him to his mother. He said, carry him to his mother. That's the ultimate solution. She'll find some way out. You know, if there can be any solution, the mother will find it. Otherwise, because it's the most precious child, you know, and if there's anything to do, she'll do her best. Whether she can or can't, she'll give in her best. And that's how God gives us. God gives us his best. And God give, and we know that that is why the faith, Paul says, to Paul, God says, my grace is sufficient for you. You know, Paul says, his grace is sufficient for me in my weakness. Because God is God who can never leave me alone. He's always faithful, regardless of what my situation is. God will continue holding me. I might go through good times, I might go through difficult times. But the fact that God is with me and he's holding me is the greatest consolation. So here that man says, take him to his mother. We know in the later portion when we read this boy lying in his mother's lap, he dies. And the mother doesn't give up. She uses all her faith. She uses all her courage. She goes to, takes a donkey, doesn't even wait to tell the father, goes by herself to the prophet and says, you have to revive him. She comes back, places him on the bed. Her prayer and her faith and her hard work, her perseverance brings back the child to life. You know, if we think about our own mothers, it's been like that with them, no? They kind of give up everything just to keep us safe. The other day somebody was saying in North Korea there's a saying, girls are weak but mothers are strong. You know, there's nothing that they won't give to, do their best for you. So that is how, that is why we see in the Bible God compares his love. Even though a mother forget you, which is very, very rare, a mother forgetting you. But even if that happens, God says, I will not forget you. That is why he compares himself to that nature. Our songwriters in Malayalam, some of the famous songs, Thayum thadenum nee thanne, paayum padagum nee thanne, ജീവിച്ചാലും മരിച്ചാലും ദൈവം മാത്രം മതി എനിക്ക്. ഗോഡ് അലോൺ, വെദർ ഐ ലിവ് ഓർ ഡൈ, ഗോഡ് അലോൺ ഇസ് ഇനഫ് ഫോർ മീ. ഹീ ഈസ് മൈ മദർ, ഹീ ഈസ് മൈ ഫാദർ, ഹീ ഈസ് മൈ കിത്ത് ആൻഡ് കിൻ ആൻഡ് എവറിഥിങ് ദാറ്റ് ഐ നീഡ്. ദി അതർ ഫേമസ് സോങ് വിച്ച് വി സിംഗ്, രക്ഷിതാവിനെ കാണുക പാപി. ഹൗ ഡസ് ഇറ്റ് എൻഡ്? വാട്ട് ഇസ് ദ ലാസ്റ്റ് ആൻസർ? തള്ളയാമേശുവിൻ കയ്യിലേൽപ്പിക്കാ നീ, തള്ളയാമേശുവിൻ കയ്യിലേൽപ്പിക്കാ നീ. ഗോഡ് മൈ മദർ ഇൻ ടു യുവർ ഹാൻഡ്സ് ഐ ക്യാൻ പോർ ഔട്ട് മൈ ഹാർട്ട്. യു നോ, ജസ്റ്റ് ലൈക്ക് ഹൗ മൈ മദർ വുഡ് ഹോൾഡ് ഓൾ മൈ തോട്ട്സ്, ഈവൻ വെൻ ഐ എം കൺഫ്യൂസ്, മേ ബി ഷി ഡസൻറ്റ് ഹാവ് എ സൊല്യൂഷൻ, ബട്ട് ഐ എം ഷുവർ ഷീൽ പ്രേ അബൌട്ട് ഇറ്റ് ആൻഡ് മേക്ക് മീ ഫീൽ ബെറ്റർ അബൌട്ട് ഇറ്റ്. ഷീ മൈറ്റ് സേ ദിസ് ഇസ് യു നോ സം വേസ് ടു മേക്ക് മീ ടു ചിയർ മീ അപ്പ്. ആൻഡ് ഗോഡ് സേസ് ഐ എം ലൈക്ക് ദാറ്റ് ഇസ് വൈ ദ സോങ് റൈറ്റേഴ്സ് ആർ എംപ്ലോയിങ് ദിസ് ഇമേജറി ഓഫ് ജീസസ് ഹൂസ് ബിൻ മൈ മദർ, ഹൂസ് ബിൻ മൈ ഫാദർ ആൻഡ് മദർ, യു നോ, ടു ഹോൾഡ് മീ ആൻഡ് support me. So let's all have, may God help each and every one of us to have this mothering spirit, not just with our children, but just like the Lord said with all the people. To conclude, go through what we did, she was seeing the best, viewing the best in Elijah. Then she was giving him the best, all that she could do, just like how mothers give their best to their children, being sensitive to the needs of the other person. Then she is being modest in her expectation. She is not expecting any return gifts. She is being peaceful. She is fostering healthy relationship. Then finally we see she is being comforting and she is being faithful. To even after the child dies, she prays, and her faith continues to keep us. The other day I was watching a Malayalam movie, Oru Muthashi Gatha. So there it's a story about senior citizens. And when this mother, old mother was asked, they go to an old age home and visit old people. And when this old mother was asked, what is one wish that you want to say, we'll fulfill that for you, whatever that is, even if it is to go on a flight to some land. She says, my only wish is to go back to my son and have one meal with him in our house. How mothers have always fostered relationship. Unfortunately, in our times, modern times, so many times we can't take care of our mothers who are aging, who are old, though they used to take care of us when we were unable to move and walk. You know, it's a call for us to take care of not just our parents, but to be concerned and caring towards the needs of the seniors in our society. May God help us all to have His spirit and His nature.